Unit 2, Task 5. Listen to this lecture by John Griffiths and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Digital computers can be divided into five main types, depending on their size and power. They are mainframes, mini computers, desktop PCs, laptops, and handheld computers. Mainframes are the largest and most powerful computers. The basic configuration of a mainframe consists of a central system which processes immense amounts of data very quickly. This central system provides data information and computing facilities for hundreds of terminals connected together in a network. Mainframes are used by large companies, factories, and universities. Mini computers are smaller and less powerful than mainframes. They can handle multitasking. That is, they can perform more than one task at the same time. Mini computers are mainly used as file servers for terminals. Typical applications include academic computing, software engineering, and other sophisticated applications in which many users share resources. PCs carry out their processing on a single microchip. They are used as personal computers in the home or as workstations for a group. Typical examples are the IBM PC or the Apple Macintosh. Broadly speaking, there are two classes of personal computer. A. Desktop PCs, which are designed to be placed on your desk, and B. Portable PCs, which can be used as a tiny notebook. This is why they are called notebooks and laptops. The latest models can run as fast as similar desktop computers and have similar configurations. They are ideal for business executives who travel a lot. The smallest computers can be held in one hand. They're called handheld computers or palm tops. They are used as PC companions or as electronic organizers for storing notes, reminders, and addresses.